Hello, my audio friends. It is January 9th, 2017. It's my first audio boom for the year. And first of all, I'd like to say a very happy new year to everyone on Audio Boom. And I sincerely hope that this year is going to be a good one for everyone. I know 2016 was a little bit strange for many of us for different reasons, but I'm hoping that 2017 will work out, and if nothing else, maybe it will be an uneventful year. That would be nice. So I think, what I wanted to do was absolutely wish you all a happy new year before the date turned into two digits. I promised myself I wouldn't let it go to more than two digits. That's usually my cutoff point for wishing people a happy new year. After that, you know, when it's been 2-3 weeks into the new year, you could really wish a happy new year to anybody at any time, if you think about it, because you could just reset the clock at any time. It's arbitrary, really. I mean, we use January 1st, but only because the year changes, right? I mean, you know what I'm talking about. I mean, it could be June 16th. You know, just an arbitrary day. It doesn't really mean anything to anybody unless it's your birthday. But June 16th, you could walk up to somebody and say, Happy New Year! And they would probably look at you as if you've got rocks in your head, but then you'd say, ah, but I'm resetting my year now. Look, it doesn't make any sense because it's minus 21 degrees here in the Montreal area this morning. Minus 21. It was 20 degrees in the house, minus 21 outside of the house. And if my calculations are correct, that is 41 degrees difference between the outside and the inside of my house. And then you wonder why my heating bills go right through the roof every year. But that's why, because it's bitterly cold, but as we will say here in Canada often, it is a dry cold. And there is something to that. When you step out and it's minus 21, but it's dry, the snow sort of creaks when you walk on it. And the air, although it's cold, it doesn't bite you. It doesn't go right through you as when it's, say, minus 10, but it's damp. It's that dampness that just carries that cold. Whereas in our case today, this morning, it's very cold at minus 21. And the poor truck, I mean, I started it up this morning and it kind of complained a bit, you know, sort of wanted to pull the covers back over its head and go back to sleep. But it dutifully started up, and now the engine is at a nice cozy 57 degrees Celsius. I've got my heated seats on, and yes, the interior's starting to warm up. Finally, I'm starting to see the front windshield defrost a bit. It's got this wonderful pattern. I wish I could take a picture of it. Probably not the safest thing I'm doing, driving without really seeing 100%, but I see enough. I'll be fine. And I'm making my way to work this morning. It's January 9th. I don't know what traffic's going to be like because not everybody's gone back to work or school yet. They've got one more day, sort of a grace day this morning. It's going to be nice of them to start off. Not my daughter. My daughter's going to school this morning. And I was amazed because she took her shower last night. Know, dutifully took her shower, and then this morning she's up and dressed and raring to go. I think her mom is probably going to drive her to school this morning, and we have a wonderful neighbor that's going to pick her up at after school at her bus stop, which she does most days. Because she is a school bus driver. It's a small bus, little bus. She has, I think, 5 students with her. And she does this special run to a special needs school. But on the way home, she always passes by my daughter's bus stop and picks her up. So to thank her profusely for this and for other things that these wonderful neighbors have done for us over the years, my wife made her, made them, in fact, a door wreath, a Christmas wreath or a winter wreath. Very beautiful, made out of pine cones. And she put a little bird on there this year and a beautiful ribbon. And she does exceptional work, my wife, on these wreaths. For a little while there, she even thought maybe of doing it, you know, making some money out of it. But the problem is they're very, very fragile. And if and to make any decent, I'll just say decent amount of money, you know, not vulgar amounts, but, you know, to make a good profit on it and not feel that she's she's getting gypped, I guess, or getting cheated. She would have to sell them probably at maybe $50 to $60 Canadian. And even then, I think she'd be losing money, at least time-wise, and because the materials, most of the materials actually come from our yard. The pine cones all come from our yard, from our tree, our couple of pine trees that we have. But it's the time that she puts into these wreaths that that really determine how much profit she would make in the end. I think the first wreath she ever made, we calculated that had she sold it for, I think it was $60, she would have made a whopping $2 an hour or something like that. It took her a long, I think it was even less than that, but it took her a long, long time for the first one. Now she's refined her technique, her method, and now she can get one done in, I guess, a relatively fast time, but it still would only amount to maybe 10 bucks an hour or maybe 15, which is in this day and age a pitiful salary. I hate to say that, but it is. So, you know, it's just not in the cards for her to do this as a living. But I did tell her, I said, well, if you wanted to start doing this as a, not a living necessarily, but, you know, extra income, you'd have to line up 10 of these suckers and then do them all sort of assembly line methodology. And just go through them and, you know, put all the pine cones on them and then put all the ribbons on them and then glue them all in place and, you know, add the little doodads and fake snow and whatever she wants to put on each one of them. And she would have to do them, like I said, in a chain. Well, there's a school bus, speaking of school buses, picking up some children here, and it is taking an inordinate amount of time. I guess I'm going to be a little bit late today for work. It's going to take, and there's no way for me to turn around because where I am now on the boulevard here, there's a median in the middle. And there's no way for me to turn around, even if I wanted to. And, probably there's some child crying because they don't want to go to school after the long holidays. Or there's somebody late and not coming out of the apartment building because the bus is actually in front of an apartment building. And I can imagine that there's a lot of frustrated people right now on the boulevard. Oh, there we go. The lights have gone out on the bus, and it will start to move soon, I'm imagining. Not yet. Well, I'm sure it'll start to move soon. So thank you, as always, for listening, and again, a very happy New Year to all of you who do celebrate New Year's. I know some of you may not. Some of you may celebrate another year, but I think that's kind of an international thing, that everybody changes their calendar. We sort of have to. We all go by that one calendar throughout the planet. Otherwise, it would be a little bit difficult if we all went by different calendars. So I'll leave you with that thought, and thanks again. Have a good one.